Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. It is January 13th, 2020, 13 days already into the new year, according to the Gregorian calendar. Remember, March 26th is going to be the actual changing of the date in the Hebrew calendar. March 26th will actually become the year 5780, the new year in the economy of things belonging to Israel, perhaps even to the Lord God Almighty, which we believe is true. He's already set his calendar in the heavens. So what we want to do today is continue in the book of Revelation, and want to share this up front right now that Patricia and I, we have just come to a place of we need some rest, and we are going to, after today's broadcast, we're going to do our best to broadcast on Blog Talk Radio every day. We will not be on Facebook, I don't think. If we are, we'll let you know. And so Omega Radio will no longer, for the next week anyways, carry our broadcast. So that'll be on 24/7. And before I leave the studio, I'm going to upload some of the most relevant things that are happening in the world today. So probably for the next week or so, anytime you turn on Omega Radio, you'll find that there is something relevant. So 24/7 on Omega Radio, we'll keep that going. And Blog Talk Radio, we hope to go live each morning. And then, of course, YouTube, we may or may not. It depends if our technology will be able to carry that or not. But we may actually not do any broadcasts for the next week or so after today. We have just hit a wall in a particular area of just being tired. We have been running basically nonstop for the last 2 years and several months, and we need a minor break here. So with that being said, we are looking forward to getting refueled. We're looking forward to getting a refreshing. And I also know that we are revamping our entire Omega Radio 24 hours a day. The Lord is doing some pruning, and some branches that have been on that particular lineup are going to be cut back, and some are going to be cut off because they're no longer producing good fruit. So we are going to bring some changes to our format. We also, when we get back, we're going to be interviewing more and more men and women of God that have a relevant message. You heard the interviews with Mark Davidson. You've heard just minor details with our brother Art up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And you know Daniel Seckham joins us, but we are getting ready to shift into a much higher degree. We've had to allow the last 2 years and several months to really find out where we are and how we're doing. And because God gave us the grace, we just continue to do what God told us to do. So we're actually involved in at least getting ready to get involved in some very serious Christian works, which there's nobody that's a hero. It's just the work of Jesus to the outcasts of society, if you will. Jesus ministered to the outcasts of Israel. And we're getting ready to do a work, which I can't bring out on the airwaves right yet until things are moving in the right direction. But I have to say, the last 2 years, we have been running nonstop. We've had Carl Gallups has been with us. We have had some amazing interviews, really. Elizabeth Wanning has been with us. And I could go on down the list to artificial intelligence, Patrick Wood, and Technocracy Rising. We've had the gentleman who wrote the book, Preterist, Debunking Preterist, our friend out in Florida, Dr. Brockett, Brock Hollett. And so this has been kind of bits and pieces. When we get back, we're going to have a brand new format. And what we're going to be doing is setting up, Lord willing, setting up a time frame where we're going to have new people that are going to be broadcasting, people like Rick Perry and others who have a relevant message for today. They're going to be on a lineup each morning. So the broadcast will begin at 6 o'clock in the morning with a particular individual. And then for if they have a 1 hour broadcast, it will be 6 o'clock them, 7 o'clock them. And we're going to put that on a weekly rotation 5 days a week. And then on the weekends, what we're going to be broadcasting are the great men of God like Dimitri Dudeman, David Wilkerson, and gosh, there's so many of them. Where do you even begin? So we're going to fill the weekends with messages going all the way back to Bunyan. And we're going to be bringing so many different people that were involved, their messages earlier on in the days, people like Watchman Nee, people like, gosh, Bill Britton, and so many others that will have an encouraging message so that Saturday and Sunday will just be pure gospel messages, pure gospel messages. But during the week, we'll be also broadcasting individuals who carry a relevant message for today, as I just said. So I'm looking forward to doing that. That's part of what we're going to be doing while we're out. And I don't see that as a heavy labor, just putting things together. And so there will be more. We'll talk much more about it as we go. And I just wanted to let you know that. For those of you that have followed us on YouTube, I want to thank you so much. And by the way, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you ring that little bell and subscribe. And I noticed that our subscriber numbers are growing. I'm thankful for that. And we have been a very, very small work on the backside of a desert. There's no doubt that we have been through a revamping ourselves. And as I said, we just have come to a place where we're ready for a fresh download. And I believe we're going to get it. And I believe that New Wine Ministry and Omega Radio and YouTube, as a matter of fact, let me just let you in on this. When we get back, we are going to be broadcasting on 5 different platforms. So it's not just going to be YouTube, but we'll be broadcasting simultaneously on YouTube, on Facebook, and then on some other platforms that I'll share with you. But there are 5 of them. And then, of course, we'll be continuing on with Blog Talk Radio. That's always our call-in number for people wherever they are. We have reached our ministry. This radio station has reached more people in the Middle East and in Africa than any other place in the world, even more in the than the United States. We have more people contacting us from India, The Middle East, in so many different places in the Middle East, from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and a lot. We're talking near, you know, for us, it's a lot. We're talking in the thousands of people that have been hearing our message and staying close to the ministry. And so we are so thankful for that. And but we're going to continue to launch. And on every platform there is, we're going to continue to preach the gospel until we can't do it anymore. So our stepping away, man, if Jesus, our Lord and Savior, got away to pray and got away to just refresh and reconnect, man, it's time for us to do it big time. So we are looking forward to doing that. Our church at New Wine Ministry has grown exponentially, and that is within. People within their lives are growing and producing tremendous fruit. We are so blessed with the congregation that Father God has given Patricia and I to serve. It has been a real honor, and we are super blessed that we could step away with their blessing, and we've been prayed over, and we are excited about going. So that is the reality, you know, and, you know, God prunes things according to his will. We don't take out our big, you know, scissors and start cutting things off. God has his own way of separating from the tree the branches that interfere with the fruitfulness of it. And he does that just because he knows what needs to be done. And so he causes things to happen in a certain way. And, you know, I'm so thankful to God. I truly am thankful to God that he's been so good to us. He's been so real with us. And by the way, on my birthday a week ago, someone gave me a book, and I know who they are. It's very dear saints of God, gave me a book for my birthday that I have been studying for the last number of days since my birthday. And I've been up early in the morning. I've had my pen, my paper. I'm marking things out. And what it's amazing is the book of Revelation. It's actually about the book of Revelation. It's a commentary by Craig Koester. And what he did, he was from Yale University. And what Craig Koester did was it's a 1,000-page book. And what he did was he went back to the first century and he compiled commentaries from the first century about the book of Revelation. And he goes from the first 100 years to the first 500 years. And he brings in all the fathers of our faith, you know, there's so many of them, from Augustine and just everybody back there. And what he did was every one of the people, the Christian men, the ministers, the writers who took it to task to write a commentary about the book of Revelation, well, Craig Koester put that all together and gave us the sense of where they were going, what their belief system was. It's absolutely phenomenal how many commentaries have been written on the book of Revelation, and you start to see where Calvinism came along, and you start to see where branches from the East and the West and the contemplation, was it apostolic authority? If it was not apostolic, which the East did not think there was apostolic authority, so they didn't think it belonged in the canon of Scripture. And then the West absolutely did believe and brought verification that it was the Apostle John that wrote it. The East, somebody was saying it was another John, but it wasn't the John, the Apostle John. So it's just phenomenal. What it's doing is, because we have such a thirst for the book, is we're finding things that here we are 2,000 years down the road in commentary as we're looking at the book of Revelation. You know, the humbling thing is we sit back and say, man, who are we to think that we've got this book down pat, when for 2,000 years, great men of God took to task to really understand the book. And yet, I have to tell you that what we're speaking about in the book of Revelation, when I put it all together, we are in the ballpark of accuracy. You know, one of the things that some of them mentioned was that just two mentioned it was a prophecy. That's been one of the key things in our presentation of the book of Revelation, that five times it's a book of that's a prophecy about future events. And that does exist. And I'm in page like 50 in a 1,000-page book So I am going to be spending a lot of time going through that and just getting more and more of a download so that our accuracy by the Holy Spirit and with the knowledge that we are receiving. I'm also reading another book that my dear brother gave to me and Patricia as a gift. And this is one of those books I'm enjoying thoroughly. It's very challenging. It's all about a flat earth that is new, some doctrine that's coming out right now about the earth that we live on. And you know, the difference that some people say it's round, it's circular, there's no doubt, but we have been made to believe forever that the globe, it's a globe, it's like a basketball, and it's a ball. Whereas this author is presenting the case that that's not true at all. And the reality is it's round, but it's a disc, like a pancake. There's not a basketball effect, but a pancake effect, if you will. And that's my interpretation of what I'm reading so far. So we've been engaged. I've got about 15 books sitting to the right of my desk in our bedroom, my little night table. At least 15 books that have been given to us that need to be read. And what we've been doing every single day from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because Saturday we have our sermons at night, Sunday twice in radio and in church. We've just been pouring out and working, but we haven't really gotten enough in us. And so this is one of the reasons we're going to go and download, and we're going to bring a number of these books, and hopefully we'll just take that and continue in the Word of God and the book of Revelation, I am convinced, is the territory that all of God's people should be reading and studying right now. I've read it so many times, but I know that that's like scratching the surface. It's like saying I've looked at the moon for 57 years, but I've never been to the moon, right? John, the apostle of Revelation, he didn't just look at the moon, man. He was taken to the moon. He was brought into the throne room of God, which is absolutely amazing. And so my hope is that while we're studying the book of Revelation, that the Spirit of God is going to take us into some things. Do you know that reading that other book about the Revelation, there were parts of Christianity that actually nullified any dreams or visions. They wouldn't even permit it anymore because people were coming to the churches saying God's giving them dreams and visions about the last days. And the imagery in the book of Revelation was supporting it, but they, you know, so what they did is nullified it. It was called cessationism. And so you get all these roots where everything is coming from. So that's it. We're going to pull away for a few days, and we're going to download, and my wife and I are going to reconnect beyond ministry into just some real intimacy of traveling together and being with ourselves. We have been so very blessed. This is how it works with us. We were given a gas card. We don't have to pay for our gasoline. It's a gift. And where we're going is a home that's open to us. And I just don't want to give all information where we're going, but we are staying in a home, so there's no cost involved. All we have to do is spend the time traveling. But for Patricia and I, that's one of the neatest things on the planet, to just be together in our vehicle, and we listen to YouTubes, and we listen to sermons, and I mean, it's like an office sometimes. But we're probably going to shut down with a real shutdown so that we could have an awesome reset. We need to go into a lot of prayer about some things because we need to really intercede on a number of things to clear the air on some different things that are going on. There are some big responsible things that we have to be in tune with here in Northwest Arkansas as well. There's so much that is happening. Most likely, the one thing I can assure that we're going to be doing in these next few days is Wednesday, I will be on KERM Radio. You know, we spend $1,200 a month to be on KERM Radio, and that's not something I'm just going to, you know, throw a CD into. So we will be there on Wednesday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll also be on KIRM Radio Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. And KIRM Radio, that's an AM/FM radio station where a lot of people in Washington, D.C. listen to that particular radio station because our Congressman, Steve Womack, his father is the owner of KIRM Radio. And so I've been told time and again that in Washington, D.C., people in Congress and even in the Senate are listening to our broadcast. I hope one day it gets into the White House. But that is something that is extremely important to keep going. And what we're doing on the internet, this internet radio station, we need to find some ways as well to get some other things accomplished as we keep this going. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about getting away. I could feel the tiredness, but it's a good tiredness. It's not a, negative thing. It is really good. And we've got a busy day today to get some things ready as well. So having said all of that, I wanted you to know that we will not be on the air on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but we will keep Omega Radio on 24/7. And of course, if there's a lightning storm for some reason and power gets knocked out, well, it'll be down until we get back. I don't foresee that happening, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that'll be on. Now, here's the cool thing with Blog Talk Radio. If something major happens in this country in the next 7 days and there's technology still available, we can jump on Omega Radio, or excuse me, Blog Talk Radio, and even do some Facebook. So on the New Wine Ministry TV, that's our channel on YouTube, New Wine Ministry TV. We could jump on there and share if anything spectacular happens. I really hope it doesn't. I really hope that for at least 2 weeks, we can get some downtime or 10 days or something, get some rest. And I would encourage you at the same time to make sure that whatever it is that you've been involved in ministry, whatever helps you're doing, don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep working and laboring because the breakthrough is there. Remember, the greatest opposition to your life is going to come when you're closest to your breakthrough. That is a truth. I mean, if I'm not a scholar in anything, but if I've learned anything about how this works, the devil will become more of a railer, an accuser, and will begin to act up in some very peculiar ways to try to bring opposition to your work, to your life personally. And he'll bring everything he can right before major breakthrough takes place. So I tell people, don't ever get involved in ever slandering somebody or wasting your time and energy, arguing with people. When you have a work to do, you set your forehead like flint. And I've got enough experience in this. Believe me, I know how this works. And I know that the devil will use anybody that he possibly can to bring harassment or opposition to your life or your work, but it's all designed by the devil. So the best thing to do is just keep your forehead like flint and keep doing what you're doing. And do not respond to the insults, unless, of course, the Holy Spirit tells you to defend something that's false accusation and stuff like that. But don't basically respond, because if you do, it's going to pull your energy. It's going to pull you into something that's going to distract you from doing what God wants you to do. And these are just, even in your marriage, right? You don't want outside forces pulling you away to distract your marriage so that your marriage has angst in it because you're involved in something out there. No, keep your family, keep your marriage, keep your church family. Keep that together. Don't let anything interfere with your walk with God, number one, and then your marriage and your family and the church that you go to. You keep those things sacred. You don't let outside sources start trying to, you know, mess with those relationships. They are the most profound relationships you're ever going to have in your life. These fly-by-night people that come and go in our lives that, you know, just they really have no grounding. They're just more of a harassment. They're literally in scripture, a thorn in your side and pricks in your eyes. Let them go. Don't let them in. Don't give them a place in your heart. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. Don't give the devil opportunity through a person to come in and mess with your walk with God, your marriage, your family, and your church family, the community of believers you belong to. And then, of course, everything extends out from those relationships, your workplace and all of that. But just keep these things dear to your heart. Let these relationships, number one, with God and your spouse and your family and your church, they are sacred treasures, and they should be guarded. And according to 1 John 5:18, guard your heart with all diligence. Keep it. Don't let the enemy come in, because there's a great promise that Satan will have no advantage when you guard your heart, you keep your heart. So, and anybody, by the way, that's going to live godly in Christ Jesus is going to suffer persecution. So don't be surprised when persecution comes or opposition comes. Just know the greatest opposition will come at you at the moment of breakthrough. So just be one of those individuals that endure to the end. Keep doing what you know is right. Now, I've also learned that God will use enemies, actual enemies, to bring correction to us more than our friends will. Sometimes our loved ones and our friends, they don't really, you know, they're not too keen on just letting us know what's really out of order. My friends are. They certainly are. But what I'm saying is that sometimes God will actually raise up an enemy, because sometimes enemies speak more truth to us than our friends, because our friends are concerned about hurting our feelings. So if that happens, what you do is you search your heart, you listen to what they have to say, you know, for a brief second. If it has any weight to it, if there's any truth to it, you move on. And you adjust, you know, don't count yourself out of the race. You know, there's a lot of growth that's needed for all of us. So my point is, God will use everything to bring you and I to his expected end for our lives. He's bringing us up into sonship. He's bringing us into the highest heights. Folks, we are going to be ruling the world. According to Corinthians, we are going to rule and judge the world. We are going to rule and judge angels. Where what we are being trained for is spectacular. And by the way, what you learn as you continue to walk with the Lord, you learn at certain points when opposition comes, that's the time to go low, bear down, and just drive. That's the time to just keep going forward. And you realize that every time that opposition comes and you break through by the power of the Holy Spirit, victories happen, breakthroughs happen, doors open, amazing things happen, where for a moment it feels like you're going to die. For a moment it feels like you're never going to make it, because the hostility of Satan and all of his power is God is allowing it to be aligned against you, but you persevere, you endure, you do what is right, you remain faithful to God, and there comes breakthrough. And so what happens is you start learning, opposition is coming. People are starting to act a little weird. The accuser is getting involved. You know, all this stuff starts happening, and you begin to realize, wait a second, the last time this happened, I hadn't done anything then. I haven't done anything now. So this is something the enemy is doing to try to stop my forward motion, because there's a breakthrough on the way. And, you know, I do believe that our friend David, King David, he knew the Lord of the breakthrough. And he knew that when he was moving forward in the purposes of God, that the enemy would set up like a wall or a dam to resist him. But David called on the God of the breakthrough, that he would break in on his enemies and create a space to go through. And so don't give up at the first sign of opposition. Our stepping away from the radio station and all this labor, and even from behind the pulpit for the next week or so, is to refresh. We're not going anywhere. By the grace of God and by the Spirit of God, we're just getting refueled and getting stronger by the grace. And we're going to stand. It's been a good season. I think we could all admit that, you know, I sit and I preach and I stand at times amazed at what I hear coming out of my mouth, because I know that's not me. I hear wisdom. I hear anointing. I hear things that are so absolutely God that it's amazing. It's marvelous. But I know that it's time for a refreshing. I know it's time for some rest, really good rest. Some of our friends who have throughout our years taken us away, or we have dear friends that took us away for 2 weeks, and we couldn't figure out why they were lavishing us with a 2-week getaway. And my brother said, well, the first week, you just have to sleep. You don't even come down from the level of ministry that you're involved in for at least 7 days. It's going to take your body, your soul, 7 days just to come back to a place where now you can enjoy the next 7 days of this mini vacation that you're on. And I'll tell you what, those are amazing times. Now, I don't know if we've got 2 weeks available to us or not, but I do know that I am hoping that the ministry that we've had on YouTube, Blog Talk, Omega Radio, it won't diminish. I hope people don't go away. But if they do, I have to say that's got to be part of the pruning. Because when we come back and we ramp things up or things get revved up again, I have to believe that God's going to do a special work. And it's okay. The tree needs some pruning right now. The ministry, the minister needs some pruning right now. And so I believe that's part of what's happening, and I believe it's all for good, and I believe it's going to produce more fruit than it ever has before. And who knows what supernatural things are going to begin to happen. We have done everything in our power not to be sensational or dramatic. We understand that a lot of end time ministry is built on selling products and, you know, all these different things. We have done everything in our power not to turn our ministry into a marketplace ministry of selling goods and putting fear on people. We have never done that. I mean, we ask people to support this ministry because it costs money. I mean, $1,200 a month and then $500 a month for the internet radio station. That's a lot of money for people that don't get a paycheck. That's a lot of money for two pastors who have been ministering full time for nearly 28 years that get no paycheck. And then pay their rent and pay rent for a building that we have worship in and on and on. It's supernatural. And it's always God moving on people's hearts to support what we do. But we have never caused the ministry to have a blight on it of, you know, just fantastic, you know, ideas to get people revved up and put fear in. No, we have been very, very balanced in equipping the saints of God. And ministering life to the saints of God and ministering so that people won't be afraid, so that people won't get offended, teaching people how to live in the midst of the things that are going on in the world today. You don't have to make things up and be dramatic. The world is a very sick place right now. And, you know, one of the things that is happening in the spirit realm is that Americans are getting that idea that the good old days are coming again, that America is now thriving and prospering and we're doing good because we're having more wealth and a better economy and we have more jobs. But my question coming onto the airwaves today was, does wealth and prosperity and jobs make a nation great? What does make a nation great? Well, the last time I checked, what made a nation great was their righteousness before God. A nation that slaughters innocent blood is not a great nation. A nation who puts laws into place where men marry men and women marry women and abortions are allowed and pedophiles are protected and pornography runs rampant and on down the list, that is not a great nation. That is a nation that reminds me of what the scriptures call Babylon. That is Babylon. Babylon was great. They had wealth and riches and prosperity. They had religion. They had systems of governance that were amazing. I mean, they all had jobs and everybody worked and society was awesome. And they had the games like the Olympics in the Greek times. I mean, that's opulent and great for people that are being entertained like in the Roman Colosseums. But that's not God's definition of being made great. And I don't believe you and I should take the bait of the propaganda that's going on in our country right now and the feeling, that deceptive spiritual feeling that everything's okay now. Iran was just a blip on the radar and yeah, it's all good now. Everything's okay. And it's almost like these world leaders are wanting to coddle the American citizens like little boys and little girls and babies. You know, they want to burp us and they want to feed us their milk and they want to keep us safe. You know, listen, if you've ever depended on the government to keep you safe, you're misplacing your trust. If your trust is not in God, if your trust is not in Jesus Christ, if your provision isn't from Him, now you say, well, my provision comes from my job. But do you acknowledge God gave you that job? Yes. Well, then that provision came from God. So honor God with everything you get in that provision. So God's people should never put their trust, their hope, their faith in government, any government. When government, particularly our government, does what is right, we support it. But when they start slaughtering innocent babies, when they start offending God by allowing marriages to get so mixed up and confused that it's just, you know what it is. That's when you just thank God you don't trust them. They're not your head. They're not your crown. Caesar is not your God. Jesus Christ is your God. I heard my friend Rick Wiles. Man, is he going through it right now. You know, Rick Wiles from True News. I just heard last night at 2 in the morning, I think, I put on one of his latest videos. Rick Wiles and the True News team. You know, for the first time, I really, you know, my heart went out to him. Rick is one of the hardest working people I think I've ever met. And I've met him personally. I've been with him. I've been on radio with him. I've been at the prophets meeting with him. Rick is one of the most hardworking guys you're ever going to meet. But he got involved in some things, as you know, with talking about he went to Israel and he met with Palestinian Christians. And the Palestinian Christians were telling his ministry and him about the persecution that comes from the unbelieving Jews. So you have the natural Jews or the, I don't know if they're even the real natural Jews or not, but you have these Jewish people that he calls the Zionists in Israel who do not have faith in Jesus Christ that are persecuting these Palestinians who do have faith in Jesus Christ. And it opened a door and he began to minister. And what's happened is opposition has come against his life. And the opposition is getting stronger and stronger. Number one, a radio station in, I think it's Austin, Texas, the most liberal part of Texas, I guess it is, threatened to kill his life, to kill him. They put out basically a death threat. They should have been sued and sent to prison, quite frankly, for what they did. But it was a massive death threat. Then PayPal just cut them off. And not only did PayPal cut them off, in other words, they had people giving every month to their ministry on PayPal. But because he talked about the Jeffrey Epstein thing, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, the guy that supposedly killed himself in a maximum security prison that was under 24/7 watch. Well, Rick won't leave it alone. And he's putting the connection to the Zionist Jewish thing that's behind Epstein. And, you know, I've talked about it a little bit about how the whole pornographic industry in our country and around the world is run by unbelieving Jews. People get very upset because they call that anti-Semitic. But that is not anti-Semitic. That's reality. The entire Hollywood and the pornographic industry and now these pedophiles are all part of a Jewish, as Rick would call it, cabal. And the Jewish people over in the Middle East are persecuting Christian Palestinians. So Rick has gone after it. But man, is he paying, he is paying a price. But you got to love his own moxie and that he's standing up saying, I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to quit. Rick believes that what he is doing is right. And you know what? I guess a lot of people do. So what's up with PayPal? Well, obviously, PayPal and another company that helps do the credit card stuff for PayPal, they were also told to drop him. And they not only stopped the PayPal accounts that he had, but his daughter, Carissa, has a ministry for the orphans, for girls and boys that were being brought into sex trafficking and abuse of every kind. They shut them down as well, only because she was his daughter. So my point is, you know, this is a time where persecution for speaking the truth. And some people say, well, maybe Rick shouldn't be talking about the Jewish thing going on. Maybe he shouldn't be talking about the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Maybe he should be quiet about it. Well, I don't think God made Rick to be quiet. Rick is a warrior. I mean, he is a no-nonsense guy. He does not waste his time. He has grown since the first time I met him exponentially in his ministry. And he's got his way of doing things. Some people like it, some people don't. But I'll tell you what, there's hundreds of thousands of people that are following that ministry. And I would have to say that the people that have supporting him and have followed him need to get behind him and need to really pray for him. Because this is a very real persecution, the threatening of his life, because he's talking about Jewish people that are doing bad things. And guess what? Jeffrey Epstein did some bad things. And so the question is, where is Jeffrey Epstein? Does anybody have a right to ask? Well, sure they do. They have a right to ask because he supposedly choked himself with bed sheets. But one of the most famous people that study dead bodies said that was impossible because there were no blood on the sheets, but there was blood around his neck that looked more like a wire. And how did anybody get in to kill Jeffrey Epstein? In a 24/7 security, maximum security prison with cameras and guards who just went shopping online. And yet everybody's supposed to believe it, but Rick didn't believe it. You probably don't believe it. So he kept at it. And someone's angry at him. Somebody doesn't like that you're going to step into this. And then he talked about this man, Robert Maxwell, who had a, you know who Robert Maxwell was? In 1991, he was inconveniently killed on a yacht in the Atlantic Ocean. And he was part of some authoring thing that was going on in the Jewish cabal again. But it's his daughter that was with Jeffrey Epstein that was getting all the girls for Jeffrey that has disappeared. And nobody knows where she is. So Rick went after that. Investigative reporting, true news, trying to get to the facts. Well, everybody else is content with what the mainstream media is telling them. Who's run by a Jewish cabal, unbelieving Jews that probably weren't even real Jews. I mean, Jesus in his day was talking to Jews that weren't really Jews. He said, if you were Abraham's children, you would believe in me. So these guys that were claiming to be Jews weren't even Jews, and they were called the synagogue of Satan. So Rick's gone after it, and he's paying a price because there is some pretty powerful forces working around that whole thing. The reason I even told you any of that is, number one, you should pray for this man and his ministry. I mean, Edward Zoll and Doc, are they 1,000% right? I don't know. Do you like their personalities? That's something you have to work with. Are they a true ministry of Jesus Christ? Are they preaching the gospel? Are they unique to the news media? You know, most likely, if Rick continues and his heart goes low with God, you know what I predict? That he'll be on one of the major news stations very soon, whether it be Fox Business or Fox News. Or I believe God will promote the man if he's right before God and he's doing what God is honoring, that this opposition and persecution that is coming against him with death threats. It's just the enemy's attempt to stop him. And so I'm glad that Rick won't stop. And when I was listening to this right in my belly last night, I felt for him and for the work. I watched Rick Wiles go from just a True News radio host in Tennessee, is when I first heard of him. And he called me, and I was invited to a program. Somebody told him about me when I was in California, and that's when it all began. To now, he's on this amazing mega platform. And I admire that. I admire that. And yes, he's a hard worker. He has no problem asking people to support him. Zero. But guess what? He's had the support. And so the enemy, when he's going to attack something, what does he attack the most? Your finances. Because if the finances dry up, you can't do what you're called to do anymore. And then some people say, well, you weren't called to do it. Well, that's a question. But when the devil attacks a ministry, a lot of times he does attack. And then there is the opposite side, their finances, by the way. The other side is the exploitation of ministries that are out there, for example, that are preaching once saved, always saved, the rapture, the pre-trib rapture, Christians can't have demons. They get the massive followers and are multimillionaires, whereas people that are preaching end times, the enemy wants to attack them in their finances. And it's a very real thing. And so one must rely upon God. But Rick has never been bashful about asking people to support him financially. And he got the support he needed. And through the support he received, he built a mega ministry. And it's a good ministry for people that are living in the last days. But every minister, you know, we go in and out sometimes. And the day will come where we won't. We're going to stay steadfast to what needs to be done. So keep them in your prayers. Keep True News in your prayers. And just remember that opposition will come. Opposition is very real. So having said that, don't give up. Don't give up. Maybe you're not building a mega ministry. And when I say mega, believe me, it's not like the ministries out there that everybody's feeding on. Talking about a ministry where hundreds of thousands of people are listening and tuning in. But what about you? You know, you're a housewife. What's your job? You're a wife. You have two or three kids you're raising. That's a ministry. That's a major ministry to your husband, to your children. And when you see your husband go through things, that's your ministry. You're the rib of his heart. You see your children getting sick and suffering because of bully at school. That's a ministry to keep them sound and emotionally stable. You're the one cleaning the house. You're the one, your ministry. And I guarantee opposition would love to get you into depression, get you to stop interceding for your husband and your children. Opposition comes against everyone. Everyone that serves Christ. You're an elder. You're a prayer warrior. Maybe you can't do the things you used to do, but you know how to pray. You've developed a relationship with God, and you're now praying for the church, for the pastors of the church that you belong to, that you're an elder in. You're wanting to see their success. So you're the intercessor. So the enemy comes against you and opposes you because your prayers are being heard in heaven, and he doesn't like that. You're supporting the ministry, and he doesn't like that. So he comes against you. What do? Give up? No. No. You recognize the opposition. You recognize what's happening. Always, always leave an open door. When people do you wrong, keep an open door. Don't have the mentality, of I'm cutting you out of my life. That's between God and people. Always keep an open door. I've had people, well, just always keep a merciful heart. Why? Because that's God's heart. And people make mistakes and people mess up. And we all have to give opportunity as we would like opportunity afforded to us if we make a mistake, right? So keep an open heart. Let mercy and truth guide you. What is that psalm? Let's see if we could remember it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Or wait, let's do it differently. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leads me beside still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, here was the point, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy. Always keep your heart open to mercy. And one of the big things that all of us have to always be diligent to overcome, don't become jealous and don't become envious when others are doing better than you. This is a major lesson. Rather, the scripture says, when one member of the body is doing great, rejoice. When somebody is succeeding, don't get jealous because that's not a right spirit. Don't become envious. Just keep it real. Soon enough, we're leaving this earth. Soon enough, we're not going to be here anymore. And our hope and our faith is that we have lived a life that's pleasing to the Lord to the degree that we will be afforded access and entrance into everything Christ has gone to prepare. We're not taking a thing with us. Nothing of this earth are we taking with us. They may dress us up and put a gold ring on our finger and put us in the coffin, but when that coffin closes and we're buried 6 feet under, it's not going. Our soul is going, and what's in our heart is going. We're taking nothing out of this world. Therefore, we cannot afford to be offended, jealous, or envious. It's a test. We see people succeeding and we say, God, aren't we good enough? It's not the right response. The right response is praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. You know, there are so many works to be done. And by the way, let me give you one more thing here. Patricia and I were up all night. We were laughing like crazy last night. I love getting my wife into stitches. So I get up and she gets up. She pops her head up. And you ever see like a groundhog where their head pops up? Where Patricia pops up, she looks at me, and we just started laughing. And we were talking about how people tune into this broadcast and all they see is my face or her face for me for an hour and them for 30 minutes. And I showed her on Christian television how the guys that get on there, maybe 2 minutes will they ever show their faces. And then they break away to some picture or some note or scripture, and they move things around. I said, do you know how difficult it must be for people to just look at us for 60 minutes and 30 minutes at a time? I mean, when you're listening on radio, it's one thing, but when you're going to go into the video type of things, it's not easy. That's hard for people. It's hard for me because what you do, if I'm looking at somebody for 5 minutes, I start judging you know, what the contour of their mouth and how, what words are they speaking, what they look like, what their clothes, what's their hairdo like, you know, what eye direction. You become judgmental, and not negatively judgmental, but you just start criticizing. That's what we do. And so we're going to have to find out. There's a way to do it. If, you know, when we get on these five platforms, there's also a way where I could be showing news articles to the YouTube crowd or the crowd, the video crowd. I just have to find out how to do it. But I know there's a way of doing it. It might require another screen, but it's going to cost, as I said, it's about $360 for 1 year on this StreamYard that affords the five platforms. And so that's another thing we're going to be looking. And I know God's going to cover it. I'm not asking you for anything. He's going to cover it. So that's kind of what we're doing. And we just want things to be better for us. I want to be more refreshed when I get behind the pulpit. I don't want to be repeating sermons. I don't want to just be throwing things out there that are cosmetic. I'm not into cosmetic ministry. You know, just look good, sound good, bring a Bible verse. That's not it. We need to be. Here's what I ask for. I ask. I don't care about anybody else on the planet. I ask for insight. I ask for revelation. I want to see. The Apostle John saw something. He went into the realm of the Spirit. Paul the Apostle went into paradise, the third heaven. My desire, like that dream I had back in August of the mall shooting the day before it happened, I want myself to be opened up to everything God has. But what happens in life and ministries we're going, we get clogged up. We just get clogged up. There's no other way to say it. And I don't want to be clogged up. I want my spirit open. And I know that that can happen through fasting. Lots of things happen when we fast. So my mind, my soul, my body, along with Patricia's, we just need some rest. And we're going to take this opportunity to do it. It seems to be an okay time. We've actually been wanting to do it for a long time, but we just never got a release. And now the release has come. And a dear friend has given us a gas card so we can travel, pray the blood of Christ over our traveling time, and we just download. We want you to know, if you listen to this radio broadcast on Omega Radio, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, we want you to know that we really do genuinely care about equipping you, forewarning you, telling you things that we believe are coming. You know, if we didn't believe it, it wouldn't be right for us to be saying it just because everybody else is saying it or it's our job. God forbid. The thing is, we really do believe it. What we've had to learn is everything is in God's timing. And that God is sovereign and God is amazing and nobody could figure him out. But he does reveal things, and he has confirmed to us that what we are saying, we are on the right track. And he's perfecting the administration of what he wants us to know. And so that's where I'm going to leave it for today. That's where I'm going to leave it today. So have a great week. If you don't hear from us on Omega, on Blog Talk Radio or YouTube, we'll be okay. We'll be back in maybe 10 days or so. We'll be back. And when we come back, we'll send out a little messenger note, or we'll put it on Facebook or YouTube. We'll let people know we're back to our friends. And then hopefully when we're back, there'll be some new platforms, new paradigms, new things. And that's it. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your love. We appreciate you. And we thank God for the opportunity to have spent our lives in the ministry. And, you know, Rick is one of those people that's hardworking. He's close to rivaling my wife, Patricia. She doesn't rest. She cares about the body of Christ. That is a testimony I'll share with you another time. But for right now, I have got to go because it's already 10 o'clock and I've been chatting away. Have a super blessed day. Right now, OmegaRadio.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm going to fill it so that you could always go there and hear something. A lot of roundtable discussions, some of our past discussions that we've had on this ministry. We're going to fill it up. Jay Sekulow, tons of people. Sandy Rios, and oh man, it's just so much. It's so fun. God bless you. Have a super blessed day and a super blessed week. Be inspired and be encouraged. And I'll see you probably in about 10 days or so. Until then, shalom. Here we go right now. Omega Radio. Here is a roundtable discussion with Pastor Patricia Joy Xavier, my beloved wife. I hope you'll enjoy it over there. Goodbye on Blog Talk Radio and goodbye on YouTube. Shalom.